Mexico Government Center, Golden Station. Stand clear. The doors are closing.
For the first time in a decade, Denver's population is declining due to the country's high rate of outward migration. Despite the population's decline in Denver, homelessness is still one of the most pressing issues in the city.
As KGNU interns in Denver Public Schools Career College Success Internship Program, Azan Booker, Jason Wright, Jair Ramirez, and our co-intern from MSU, Jinx Wilson, we were tasked with producing a public affair on homelessness. In this public affair, you will hear from The Gathering Place.
We all go through struggles in the world, so we're not alone, and they're especially going through a very hard time.
A shelter lead from Denver Human Services.
Honestly, I think the one conclusion I've come to is that there's a million paths to homelessness.
And members of our community from 16th Street Mall.
We have poor policies that don't address the root cause.
First, we communicated with The Gathering Place, another DPS internship site. And the intern supervisor, Jason Medrano, was willing to let us come and visit and interview him, as well as his DPS intern, Sophia Birdsong, to talk about their work with the homeless population there.
Today we're here with Sophia Birdsong at The Gathering Place, a resource for individuals in crisis that aims to combat poverty by providing basic necessities to their members. Sophia, can you just go ahead and introduce yourself? You know, tell us a little bit about you.
Hello, my name is Sophia. I'm an intern here at The Gathering Place, and I work here as an assistant cook, helping serving food and making food.
And Sophia, can you just give us a brief overview of The Gathering Place, maybe a bit about what you do here?
So when I figured out that my job would be at The Gathering Place, I heard that it was a place that was able to serve people in crisis, as you said, to also those who are like transgender, those who identify as female. They really help in that sort of area. And for my job is to help serve people food and make sure they get their snack lunches and serve lunches so that when they go back out into the world, they have what they need with them.
What inspired you to come and work here at The Gathering Place?
Well, I heard that it was a place where I can help serve people in need, and I really love to cook personally. So seeing that both of those areas I would really like to enjoy working in, I really wanted to work at The Gathering Place, so it was a perfect fit for me.
Has your personal viewpoint or perspective changed since working here?
I would say so, yes. From time, like, before working here, I was very nervous about seeing people on the street and probably confronting them, but now that I am actually serving them food and having conversations with them, it makes me feel like we all go through struggles in the world, so we're not alone, and they're especially going through a very hard time. So it's definitely changed my perspective on homeless people and transgender people and everyone.
What has your experience been like for interning thus far?
Well, thus far, I've really enjoyed it. It helps me get a new perspective on what it's like to be in a workplace, and asking for help is really important, and making sure to work as a team, making sure that everything is done on time. Working here, it has taught me a lot about cooking skills and making sure to keep your station clean, and those skills I hope to bring into my future work as a baker or hopefully a pastry chef.
Jason, can you just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about you and what you do here at The Gathering Place?
Yeah, I am the food program manager here at The Gathering Place, and I've worked here just over 8 years, and I run the food program here, which means I feed our members. We definitely try to give them a nutritious meal, and some are safe to eat each and every day. We are a drop-in day shelter here in Denver, obviously, but we actually serve women, trans, non-binary individuals, and their children, which I feel it's a really specific niche here in Denver, and I think it is a population that's actually underserved and actually overlooked. And I think we bring great value to the community in whatever capacity we're allowed to do that. I mean, I'm lucky enough to be a part of this community.
And you are the internship supervisor for Sophia. What do you want Sophia to get out of this experience? And what do you want her to carry with her into the future?
Well, one, I want her to have learn like basic like kitchen skills and whatnot. And she's actually baked a few things here already that have been quite delicious. I want her to actually just feel like she's gotten something from here, not only the education when it comes to like kitchen knowledge, but also what it means to like help the community and seeing a different part of our world or our society of how folks who are maybe underserved and see how they live, and also maybe see how, oh, they're just people. You can just talk to them like anybody else. They are regular people that just are trying to get some help.
With this public affair, we really wanted to focus on the causes of homelessness. To dig deeper into the causes, we figured it would be pertinent to speak with someone with experience working at homeless shelters. Brandon Papino has worked at Denver Human Services as a shelter assistant and shelter site lead. This is what he had to say.
Honestly, I think the one conclusion I've come to is that there's a million paths to homelessness, because you have folks that kind of do follow like the public stereotype of like, oh, you got into drinking and drugs or whatever, and then you kind of just went on the street. I remember one guy, he unfortunately passed at one of our shelters, amazing guy, but he was like a contract. All he kind of knew was like he would do like bathrooms and stuff, and he would like fix people's stuff, and he had a business, and then he got in a car accident, and then he couldn't work, and then he just got health problem on health problems, and then he eventually just couldn't do anything but lay in bed. So sometimes it's as simple as like, oh, your support network fell, and it's just Jenga tower of your life, pretty much. I've seen elderly ladies who had kids that stole from them. Like, that was like a lot of folks that was elderly folks who just had kids that stole from them, and then they ended up on the street because they had no support network. A lot of mental illness, and not just the stereotypical, oh, you see, you know, Martians or whatever. Like, it's like you have difficulty communicating with folks, and that just trickled down into this spiral. Like, I've seen so many, and then in Denver, it's very difficult for folks to get a leg up just because housing is expensive and human services are stretched pretty thin. And our case managers had maybe like two or three times the usual case manager load that I would see at other places, and it's just so many like that. I could sit and talk for hours about like all the ways I've seen people end up homeless, and it's always sad. I've never seen someone where I'm like, oh, you deserve your position. Always like, oh geez, you're just, it's like stepping in mud. Like, it's easy to step in then hard to get out, you know. But yeah, I guess that's the short and sweet, is there's a million paths to it.
What, with your sort of, I guess, insider knowledge, what do you personally think that we should be doing better to address the crisis of homelessness?
It's a monumental task, and it's like there's a lot of things. It's mental health care, and then like making sure that you can retain good people in that field, outreach program. Like, there's just so much that there isn't just like one thing where it's just like, oh, we need to do this or whatever. It's an initiative, because it is tied to like housing availability, and then it's also tied to accommodation of folks' like medical needs, and then just general like mental health resources, and also like bureaucratic restructuring. Like, I met folks who they ended up homeless short term, but then they had all their documents stolen, and then they ended up homeless long term because of that. So like, because this lady couldn't get her birth certificate for like a year. It's a tidal wave of initiatives, I'd say.
Is there anything that you wish people knew, or you want people to know in regards to the homelessness crisis?
There's like so many things, just because it requires a lot of empathy, not just in the sense of like, oh, you have to be able to care, but like homeless folks are people, and they have a million stories, and I've witnessed a very small fraction of a fraction of a percentage of that. And I've been overwhelmed with all the things I've seen, and no one at the end of the day deserves to just kind of rot on the street. Empathy goes a long way. Small actions can mean like a lot to folks. So I think just making a connection and remembering that like this isn't like another cast of people. These are folks who ended up in the Plinko board of life, and they just, this is where they're at. And I feel we have a duty as society to care at least somewhat. Also, you meet a lot of amazing folks. I've met actual musicians. I've met like former athletes. I cared about so many of them, and I had the privilege of getting to them. Homelessness is an extremely complicated issue. I think the one simple truth is just remembering that they're people and treating folks as such.
Clearly, the issue of homelessness is much more complicated than many like to believe. As Brandon says, there are many paths to homelessness. Whether it is because of mental health challenges, lack of affordable housing, or systemic problems is unclear. However, what is clear is that there's a lot of work to be done. We visited the 16th Street Mall to hear more perspectives about the matter.
Yeah, so I live near Colfax, so I see homeless people very often. I have many homeless neighbors, probably about the same amount as on 16th Street Mall. And I think the reason we have so many homeless people is because we have poor policies that don't address the root cause. So many people like to paint homeless people with a broad brush as lazy, they don't like to work, which is untrue. Many homeless people have full-time jobs. It's just that a full-time job, you can't live on that, and you especially can't save up enough money for first, last month's rent, and a security deposit. like getting into a home is expensive. They also like to paint them as drug addicts, which I think, first of all, if we're going to actually see addiction as a disease, then it needs to be treated with such and stop, you know, shaming people for having a disease that's outside of their control. Secondly, many people in homes do drugs all the time, and, you know, it's not looked down upon, right? I think the thing that we really need to do is have a housing first policy, which I'm tepidly excited about our new mayor, Mike Johnston, because he at least didn't want to try to arrest our way out of homelessness, which is exactly what we've been doing for the past 12 under Michael Hancock, who was a horrible mayor in a lot of ways, bowed down to real estate interests and lobbies such as that. So I'm excited to see Mike Johnston, who wants to like build tiny homes and get wraparound services and all that. But I also think that homeless people deserve more than just tiny homes. Mm-hmm. I think everyone in America should be housed, and we have the resources. It's just that they're unevenly distributed. Mm-hmm. We give tax breaks to large corporations, people, you know, these developers, like in the golf course we wanted to recently developed. You know, a lot of people were like, well, hey, there's zero affordable homes on this land, but there's going to be 500 after this, so it's a win. And it's like, well, what is affordable? And also, do you really trust developers? Like, we're giving this sweetheart deal to people when we could be getting a better deal. So that's kind of my whole screed, but I think that the thing we have to remember is that they're human beings and they deserve dignity and respect.
As you have heard, homelessness is a serious issue. In 2022 alone, 2,455 people were identified as newly homeless, up from 1,326 in 2020. This is an 85% increase in a two-year period. If we can help identify the main cause of homelessness, perhaps we can help house more individuals who are in need of shelter.
Big thanks to Sophia Songbird, DPS intern from The Gathering Place, and her supervisor, Jason Medrano. Thank you to Brandon Popina, a former shelter assistant at Denver Human Services, for helping us out with this project. Thank you to the very informative individual we met on 16th Street. You are listening to KGNU Community Radio. This public affair was produced by MSU student interning at KGNU, Jinx Wilson, DPS students interning at KGNU, Azan Booker, Jason Wright, and Jair Ramirez.